Hey guys, tonight I actually want to talk about one of my absolute favorite tequilas. And I know you hear me say that all the time, talk about my favorite, or this is a great tequila, but this tequila, Atanasio, this is the Atanasio Blanco. And to me, this tequila is one of the best tequilas that I can buy. And they really know how to put their cork on there. So this tequila is made just outside of the town of Tequila. And it's owned by a guy named Rene, who's the master distiller, who definitely is. He puts the master distiller. Not only is he a great master distiller, but he's just an amazing guy. Super nice. He kind of leads with his heart. He's a really cool guy to meet. And if you ever met his daughter, Shasid, who worked together in putting together this brand, they're amazing. They're just amazing people. Atanasio is truly a small batch tequila. They're putting together such a great tequila in such a small way to make it. We talk about these roller mills, right? And I've showed pictures of them there, you know, 4 or 5 pass roller mills. They have a single pass roller mill. So after they've cooked their agave in a low pressure autoclave, they actually put them into a 1 pass roller mill. So they run the agave through, they put it in a wheelbarrow, they bring it back around, they do it again, they do it again, do it again until they've got all the juice out of that. And then they go into these fermentation tanks, open stainless steel fermentation tanks with wild yeast. And then from there into these 2 stills that they have to distill this product. So when we talk about small batch, you know, truly family, these guys are doing it in a family way. The name of their distillery is Familia Landeros. So they got family right in the name. And I'm telling you, when you meet them for the first time, they definitely make you feel like family. And there's a story of the 103 that's on all the caps. And it's literally a story of a gentleman that they knew that was in the tequila business and worked in the fields. And this guy worked in the fields until he was 103 years old. And he died of an injury. So he said that a glass of tequila today will keep you living for a long time, right? So if he had a glass a day and lived to his 103, I have a feeling I'm going to live to be 1,000 years old. So I really appreciate that story. So if you see this tequila somewhere, now keep in mind, when you see the price, this is a little bit pricier tequila, but it is worth every penny when you think of the blood, sweat, and tears and hard work and such a small batch tequila that's being made here. It's definitely worth checking out. I got to say, this tequila was actually given to me by a good friend. I set up some equipment and DJed a wedding for them last weekend. And this was my gift for DJing the wedding, was the Atanasio Blanco Repro and Añejo. So I want to say thank you to the Hood family for doing this for me. I really appreciate it. I popped out my nice new Tequila Collective glass to do this one in. So let's give this one a nose. Okay, so one of the things that comes from NOM 1599 that you get all the time is a little bit of this funky blue cheese, cheesy smell in the nose. It is so good. And I know that a lot of people would say, ooh, like, why? But the way they do their fermentation creates this malolactic smell in the fermentation that gives you that like blue cheesy smell in the nose. Now, here's the key. It doesn't carry over to the taste. Now, you do get the cooked agave still. In that funky smell, you also pick up some asparagus. It's very vegetal, but it's also really clean smelling, which is one of the things I really like about it. And the more you smell it, the more different things that you pick up. Let's dive into the taste of this one. One of the best representations of cooked agave of any the tequila or blanco that I have, you get this cooked agave rush. And then from there, you get this creaminess. I pick up anise, vanilla, banana, some melon, a little bit of lime, some brininess. Like there's so much going on here. Every taste, you just pick up more flavors. This right here is truly one of my favorite Blancos. When you check them out on Tequila Matchmaker, it's a very high rated Blanco. And wow, I got cinnamon that time in the finish. This peppery cinnamon makes your mouth just fill up with saliva. It gets all of the areas in your mouth. It's really well balanced. This is really a phenomenal tequila. It's one that if you can find it, buy it. Like if you see it, just buy it. Don't worry about the prices. Pick it up, bring it home. It's a sipper. you can do what you want to with it, but I would never put this in a cocktail. I would never put this in anything that altered the flavor of this tequila, because this one is up there with any of the highest rated tequilas for me. This is one that I would drink this every day if it was available and it was easy for me to get. This is super, super good. This distillery is not making a whole lot of tequilas. They're making a couple. And the tequilas that are coming out of there are great. The brands that are coming out of there, the people behind them are amazing. What they're doing for the people in the area is amazing. They pay their people well. They're really giving back to the community. So Atanasio, cheers, Renee, Shasid. Thanks for such a great job making such an amazing tequila. Now I'm going to wrap my night up with this one. So good. Rob, thanks for the Tequila Collective as well. Cheers, everybody.